What do we know about that, Paul, in terms of a patient with a pretty strong positive ER in terms of what PR does in terms of predicting how they'll do on hormone therapy?
I think the lower PR is a prognostic factor. Mm-hmm. But again, the papers that you sent to us suggest that it's not such a good predictive factor, that it's the ER that drives predictiveness. Mm-hmm. PR drives prognostication.
Endocrine therapy predictiveness, not differential therapies, differential endocrine therapies.
Right.
But I think there is quite a bit of data, though, showing that the different combinations of ER and PR in terms of efficacy of adjuvant endocrine therapy are quite different. So the plus-plus phenotype is the highest response rate. The plus-minus phenotype, ER positive, PR negative, such as this one, it actually drops by 25 or 30%.
I'm not sure that it shows differences in predictiveness. I think it shows differences in prognostic, I think.
Well, in the metastatic trials, for sure, ERPR positive had a higher response rate,
that's true.
These are the old data.
All in metastatic disease.
That's true. Yeah.
In the adjuvant studies, I guess from these, you know, these recent data suggest it's prognostic. Yeah. But if you have someone who's predicted to respond to hormone therapy but has a poor underlying prognosis, I guess my inclination would be to give chemotherapy.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was my gut feeling. But, you know, it's kind of thing, she wanted to do the assay. My feeling is we do the test, we ought to use it, so that decision was
made. And I think that's a key point. When I see a case like this, I mean, 2.1 centimeters ER, strong positive, PR weak positive. I mean, this is someone who's going to get endocrine therapy, but if there is or questions about, I probably, in a situation like this, I actually probably would not have ordered the Oncotype DX.
And then what?
For this woman, she's 52, I probably would be comfortable with the approach of endocrine therapy alone. If she is premenopausal, I would discuss the SUF study. So actually, I would go down that avenue just with the traditional clinical information. And if I am to order the Oncotype DX, as that was the case, the contract that I usually try to have with patients and often sometimes can change, is that in principle, we are ordering the test because we are going to use the results of the test. But this is a case that I would have, quote-unquote, predicted would have a low recurrence score and appears to have been the case here.